A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin and Gimel, Sanhedrin 53a. Pagination is 105. We'll start at the Mishnah, which is the second of the wide lines. Elu hein haniskalin. This is a list of the people who would be in such violation that it would be a capital punishment, and specifically the capital punishment of skila, which is referred to as stoning. And the Mishnah will list off the violations, which the Rambam, when he codifies it in Tesvav Yud of Sanhedrin, says that the number is 18. And indeed, you could follow it through. I only mention it because in order to get the number 18, you have to, for example, recognize that the items of Ov and Yid Oni, even though they're one phrase in our Mishnah, are actually two items. Let's begin. Haba al Ho'im, a person who comes upon his mother, meaning an intimate sexual act with his mother. Val Eshes Ho'av, or with the wife of his father, not necessarily his mother. The wife of his father married this woman, and then this person is with her. Va'al hakala, or with his daughter-in-law. He has a son, the son gets married, that woman, the daughter-in-law, is forbidden to him. Va'al hazachar, or a man with another man. A woman with a woman is discussed by the Rambam as to what violation that is, but that's not in our Mishnah. Va'al ha-behema, or a man with an animal. V'ha'isha ha-meviyas ha-behema, and a woman who brings an animal upon herself. V'ha-megadef, one who curses Hashem. V'ha'ovid avodas kochavim, one who worships idols. And this is a whole discussion of its own. There are specific worships that are considered acts that are universal as acts of worship, and there's certain acts of worship that are unique to that specific idol and the way it is worshipped. Ve'anosin mizaro la'molech, and a person who gives of his children to the avodah zarah called molech. Now, it could be, as Rashi explains, that the word Avodah Zarah applying to Molech is more of a habit, a language type of thing. Rashi says, Kasavar Haitana, the Tana of this Mishnah, holds that Molech is not really an Avodas Kochavim, and therefore it wasn't included in the previous statement of one who worships idols, because this Tana holds that Molech is not an idol, but the act of giving one's child to Molech is a violation. We generally do think of Molech as an Avodah Zarah. Ubal Ov V'Yid Oni, I mentioned these are two different things, but we typically group them together. It is the ability, as described in the Mishnah on Samechei Amud Aleph, that a person was able to do through some sort of kishuf, he was able to get a voice to come from his arm area or from his mouth, and that would reveal some sort of secrets. And he knew how to do that, and that's a violation in the Torah that's on par with idol worship. V'amechalalas haShabbos, a person who violates Shabbos, as we understand, it was intentionally with the person appreciating what the violation is, etc., but it is a very high level of violation. And likewise, in a positive sense, a person who observes Shabbos is considered to be in an observant Jewry even if there are many things that he doesn't do so well. The Chafetz Chaim gave the analogy that if you have a store, a glasses store, and you come to it and the door is locked, so you figure maybe he closed early today, maybe he's not open on this particular day of the week, etc. You come back again he's locked. If you come back and the sign on the store is gone, then you realize it's not just the day of the week and it's not that he's on vacation and it's not the hours. If the sign is off, then he's out of business. And that's how it is with Shabbos and the Jewish people. If the sign of Shabbos is up, Shabbos is called an os, osi, it's a sign. If a person has Shabbos, then the sign is up, then he's still in business. If the sign comes down, then he may be a very nice person and we'll try to help him, etc. But he can't call himself halachically an observant Jew because Shabbos is missing. We continue in the Mishnah. V'hamakalel avav v'ima, one who curses his father or mother. Rashi points out that one who curses a parent is punished in a more severe capital punishment than one who hits them and creates a wound. That's a lesser punishment because cursing is ika tarti. There are two issues at hand. One is the embarrassment of the parent, and the other is using Hashem's name in vain. We continue in the Mishnah, V'abal naira hama'urasa, a person who comes on a woman who is a married woman, but not yet with the husband. She only had kiddushin, she didn't have nesuin, as we mentioned, was their practice to separate the two acts, sometimes as long as a year in between them. V'hamesis, one who convinces an individual to go off the path of Torah to Avodah Zarah. V'hamediach, or a person who convinces a city to go off the path of Torah, and that's the term Ir Hanidachas, a city that was convinced. V'hamechashef, a person who does kishuf, some sort of sorcery, some sort of tapping into negative energies to do things. Uben Sorer Umore, typically translated as the wayward son, the person who we discussed. Our tradition is that it never happened, but it is on the books. The child is going in a bad way, and again, certain violations could trigger a capital punishment. Now, the Rambam, as I mentioned, does list this off in his Mishnah Torah. There are a few small changes in the order of presentation. Most notably, I'd like to mention that Naira Hama'orasa, which in our Mishnah is towards the end, the woman who's married, only Kiddushin so far, so that's towards the end of our list. The Rambam redoes the order and puts it earlier on in the list, and the simple reason is fairly straightforward. The Rambam is grouping different types of sexual violations all together. And the Rambam, as is well known, was a genius in codifying and organizing. To him, that was really important, to redo the order of everything. Whereas the Mishnah very often pledges its allegiance to the teachers who taught these different brises, organization, collecting different topics together. And it could be that the Mishnah would pledge more allegiance to the way it was taught in the Beis Medrash, whereas the Rambam does a total redo on everything and tries to keep it in a very organized fashion. And therefore, the Rambam's read on this is mother, father's wife, daughter-in-law, and a woman who is with Kiddushin, those cases are all grouped together in order. And then the Rambam goes on to other sexual violations, but which are abnormal types of things. He says, Zachar, a man with a man, and then man with an animal, or woman with an animal. And all of those are grouped together. And then he goes on to the cases of cursing Hashem and worshipping idols. Moving on with the list of the same items that are listed in our Mishnah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.